You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. This is the Boston Symphony Orchestra playing Shostakovich's Symphony No. 10 in 2015. The Soviet-era composer's just one of the artists the BSO will feature in its upcoming 2024-2025 Symphony Hall season. They've just announced the schedule, and President and CEO Chad Smith and Music Director Andras Nelsons stopped by Studio 2 to preview it for us. This next season is also Andras Nelsons' 10th with the BSO, and he reflected on the last decade.
It's been such an intense time on experiencing so many things. I mean, knowing and the orchestra better and better each year, each program, connecting with the orchestra and, of course, to the audience and in Boston and Tanglewood. But in the meantime, you know, we've gone through the corona difficult period for the whole world. But still looking back, I still remember very, very clearly the first time I conducted the orchestra, first time I went on this stage as a music director to take the speech to the orchestra, first concert, applause from Boston audience, and it feels that actually has passed very, very quickly. It's my family, it's my musical family, and if you have a family, 10 years is a short time. So I'm looking forward to much longer.
That's such a good way to put it. 10 years feels like a long time until you think about family, and then it's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, exactly.
And for Chad, for you, it is. It's a drop in the bucket. It's been 6 months, right? So 10 years from now, when we're talking about 10 years for you, what's one thing you hope you'll be able to say? Really, really, not the I hope we grow the audience, but what's something you really hope we'll be able to say?
I hope that within 10 years, so that's 2034, I hope that people think of the Boston Symphony as they have a sense of ownership of it, so that everyone in the communities of Boston feels like Symphony Hall is their home, like it's their living room, like it's where they meet their friends. They've celebrated those important moments together. That would be what I would hope for. Artistically, we can talk about that for days, but just that sense of belonging in the space of Symphony Hall and with this orchestra and this music director, that would be a huge win.
How do you make a place like Symphony Hall, which in some ways, Andras, is, I don't know how to describe it, but you stand on stage at Symphony Hall, it's supposed to be different. It's not supposed to feel like every day, right? How do you keep that specialness of this rare gem and make it feel like it's everyone's family and everyone's living room at the same time?
Yes. Thank you for putting it such nicely. You know, from the very beginning, when I started as a music director, and I strongly believe is that the music generally, but of course the classical music, I don't see it and we don't see it as a something privileged or something for people who are educated in classical music or any music, but it's really a food for our souls. Any music we play, it really feeds us and it gives us emotionally and intellectually and opens our emotions and sometimes we cry, sometimes we may be anxious, sometimes we get the goosebumps because it's extremely beautiful, or sometimes it's loud and you think, oh God. But it's really, we perform the music of any composer. Is it today Carlos Simon or Beethoven from the past? I always want to also say to the orchestra that we should perform every night as it's performed for the first time.
Right. So let's go with Carlos Simon and with Beethoven of the past. And we'll start with Carlos Simon. This is the San Francisco Chamber Orchestra in May 2022 playing Carlos Simon's Breathe. So we'll keep that in the background for a minute. And Chad, Carlos Simon, he is the Deborah and Philip Edmondson Composer Chair for 3 years. Talk about this composer that is part of what Andras Nelson is saying can bring us all together, the old and the new, this new experience.
As we started this partnership together this year, and I was asking Andras the question of, now that he's at that 10-year mark, what's next? One of the things that we talked about was how we continue to expand the participation with the Boston Symphony and how we continue to welcome in additional artistic voices that will help us see the world that perhaps has been we've been blind to. So Carlos is a first step in that. He's going to commission 5 or 6 pieces over the course of the next 3 years for the orchestra, for the chorus, for our youth programs, for our programs out at Tanglewood. He's curating at the beginning of our season in 2024. The first subscription program is a program mixing Tanya Leon and Carlos Simon with Samuel Barber and Aaron Copland. And it's a look at this historical view of what is American music, Americana, with perhaps a much more realistic view of what American music is today. And he's going to be curating a chamber music program. So this incredibly visionary artist with whom the orchestra and Andres have had a multi-year history is really charged with helping us make some changes, fundamental changes in what happens on our stages.
So we'll juxtapose that now, and I have to chuckle to myself because in getting ready for this conversation, I was like, don't say Nelson. You know it's Nelson's. And I said Nelson a minute ago. So Andres Nelson's. You talked about the Beethoven piece. So we've got Carlos Simon, who's going to take us forward. Here's a little bit of Beethoven Symphony No. 9. This is BSO 2016. And we'll keep that in the background for those of us who are the uninitiated, with a great piece, right, that's been performed, I don't know, tens of thousands of times all over the world. How do we find, do you try to find something new? Or is that the goal? Or is it rediscovery? Or is it familiarity? How do you bring a piece that's performed millions of times to the stage this time?
I think, if you think about Beethoven and we look to the music of Beethoven and his personality and what he has done in the history of music, he is a person from whom absolutely every composer coming after him, including today, I think,
has to reckon with.
And you put a Ninth Symphony at the beginning of the first movement. It, for me, it makes it goosebumps.
It's as if kind of music led to Beethoven and led out of Beethoven. Uh-huh. And so part of what we're thinking about as we program this is, interestingly, it's the first time that the BSO will have performed the Beethoven symphonies in order mm-hmm. since 1927.
Okay, why does that matter?
So what you get to hear is the journey that Beethoven was on as
Got
a composer.
It.
And so for us, it's important as an orchestra to revisit it for our audiences because our audiences continue to be influenced by this.
So I want to bring us then to who might be the next influences, right? So, already, and we're going to start this in the background a little bit here. This is from the Harry Potter suite, Fluffy and His Harp. This is played September 2010, John Williams and the Boston Pops. And I want to wait for this lovely little exchange that's about to come. There it is. The harp and the three-headed dog. And the beauty of that back and forth, right? You think about somebody like a John Williams, and I wonder, 200 years from now, will people this time, tens of thousands of people and orchestras have played some of the music that today we consider popular orchestral music?
Well, I don't think we have to wait 200 years. I think that John Williams right now, we are living with a legend. I don't know that there is a composer more beloved or more universally admired and listened to than John Williams. John Williams created the soundtrack to our lives.
So I'm gonna do one more here. We're gonna come straight to one of the other classics. Andres, this is Boston Symphony Orchestra, 2019 to 2020. This is Symphony No. 12, the year 1917, by Shostakovich. Four weeks on Shostakovich in advance of performances at Carnegie Hall and in Leipzig for a festival marking the 50th anniversary of the composer's death. Is there something particularly exciting for you about playing Shostakovich in the 50th after his passing?
I must admit that Shostakovich is one of my loved composers, which I need, as food for myself.
He composed music as if his life depended on it. And in fact, it did. This composer had a sort of Damocles over him from 1936 when he wrote the opera until he passed away in the 70s. He was always on the edge of being taken in the middle of the night. And it was his popularity. It was the strength of this music and how it resonated with the Soviet audiences that kept him alive.
Kept him alive.
It is an absolutely remarkable story. And that's something that we also want to tell as we do this Shostakovich Festival next year. There will be humanities programs around it to help contextualize and understand and, as we say, decode the music of Shostakovich.
BSO President and CEO Chad Smith and Music Director Andras Nelsons stopped by Studio 2 this week to preview the new Symphony Hall season that begins in September and will go out now with Andras Nelsons conducting Respighi's Pines of Rome in his first year with the BSO. I'm Tiziana Deering. Thanks for listening. Join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.